Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you just love the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack when hunger strikes. I happen to love me my pistachios. I don't want to screw around with the nuts, so I love the no-shells pistachios. Anyway, there are a bunch of flavors to choose from, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno, lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts, and each ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey, listeners. Ever have trouble getting someone on the phone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's amazing.
Do you want to hear a secret, though?
Yes, yes.
I've never told anybody this.
Yeah.
So,
hey, everybody. Welcome to Literally. I'm really super excited because I have one of my faves. I always feel like when I'm on her show, somebody's going to say, hey, why don't you two get a room? I always feel like that's, you know, because she's just the best. Kelly Ripa. How many mornings has she made sunny with delight with Live with Kelly and Regis and Live with Michael Strahan, and now it's Live with her amazing husband, Mark. You know what I feel like Kelly is? I feel like she's like the, what is that stuff? Like you pour in your water and then your water tastes so amazing and effervescent and bubbly. That's what she is to me. Let's bring her on out.
Is this the 60-year-old Rob Lowe?
It is. You're meeting the most adult Rob Lowe that you've ever met.
Okay. I want to go into a few things.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Number one, imagine my surprise. Calm down, everybody. Imagine my surprise when here I was at the nail salon, just scrolling the news as one does.
Yes.
And I see these glitzy images of Rob Lowe's birthday party. And I'm just sitting in a nail salon thinking, what did I do to upset Rob Lowe so much?
That you don't live in LA. That's what you did.
Well, air travel.
Oh, I know. That's
I mean,
point.
I thought we had something.
A connection.
We had a connection.
We do.
We do, but it's limited. It's a coastal connection.
It is.
Was your party fun?
You would have been a great addition, as you are to anything. There were so many highlights that I don't even know where to begin. I really, truly don't.
Give me the headline highlight, like the one thing that stood out, like the number one.
I think we had a karaoke band. By the way, karaoke bands are the way to go.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, like it's a whole different animal when it's a band.
Yeah.
And the night ended with Good Charlotte, the Madden Brothers, Katy Perry, Adam Levine, and I think my boys and I singing Living on a Prayer.
This is why I wasn't invited. I mean, did you hear who was there? This is why I get it. No daytime people allowed.
Amazing. It was my master of ceremonies for toasting were Gwyneth Paltrow and Robert Downey Jr., who literally should do, they should tour the country and fill arenas just with their
like a stand-up?
just their banter, it's, they just eviscerate each other. They're like the funniest brother and sister combo that ever lived. And then
Academy Award winners.
Oh, that's also true. Oscar winners only on the mic.
Yeah.
Oscar winners only on the mic. And my boys and Cheryl, just great hosts. And
did Cheryl plan the whole thing?
Oh, did Cheryl plan the whole thing? She sure did. And just the seating chart.
I can't imagine.
Did you don't know. I'm not exaggerating at all. I think she spent she easily spent at least 16 hours. At least on the seating chart. And then she'd get it done and somebody would cancel. Or she'd get it done and somebody said, can I bring one? And then it would all, it's like a house of cards. You move one thing and then it was brutal.
I've done the seating chart for the Ripa Consuelos family Thanksgiving for the past 20 years. And let me tell you something. I said to Mark this year, we have to move or we have to be traveling on Thanksgiving. I can't do it anymore. And that's just two families. I can't imagine the amount of, you know, because you can't sit too many Academy Award winners at one table. That just feels...
Yeah, I mean...
it feels too bougie. You have to mix it up.
And you also, you can't sit an Academy Award winner next to a Joan Rivers Golden Hanger winner.
A Daytime Emmy winner.
Which would be me. That's me. You know, see, I can't really be with them yet.
Yeah, were you allowed to sit down at any of the tables?
I did. I sat... So Kevin Costner lives up here and he's really quiet. He's very quiet. He's like a hermit and he's very shy.
Yeah.
And he thought we were having a quiet dinner. He literally thought he was coming over to six people and it was 100.
Right.
So I took Deer in the Headlights Kevin under my wing and he sat with me.
So when Kevin Costner comes over, does he be honest? I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah, I'll be totally
when
honest.
When Kevin Costner comes over, does he ride a horse over to your house?
Oh, wouldn't it be amazing? Well, he's like a hitch. He's a minotaur. He's half man, half horse, really, when you
so
think about
it. He rides himself over.
Yes. I mean, if anybody was meant to be a minotaur, it's him. Because you really just picture him on a horse.
Of course.
I also try to get him to talk in the voice. What you forget is he's doing a voice on Yellowstone. You forget because he's so amazing in it and it seems so natural, but he's 100% doing a voice. Because then when you're with him, he's like, oh, yeah, he talks like the guy in Field of Dreams.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, he talks like that guy.
Right. Well, and did you say, Kevin, why are you talking like that?
Yeah, why are you talking like yourself? Give me that guy from Yellowstone who's going to kill all those poachers, whatever. I want to say, what? When does the salad course come?
Yeah, you're smart to not invite me. I would have not been able to have handled it. I would have been running around saying all of those things. Kevin, show me your horse.
Yeah, no, believe me.
What's with this weird accent you're doing?
Oh my God! Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, and then there were people that I've known my whole life, you know, who aren't in the business, and there were some finance people there. And I was really happy that the Dodger, I'm obsessed with the Dodgers. They're my God, the ownership group flew from Korea to the party.
Oh, so
they're all
you
in Korea.
People who were in Korea.
Oh, shoot. I didn't do well just now, did I? Well, it's easier to fly it from Korea, Kelly, than from Long Island.
Just remember, I'll be turning 62 also in, 6.5 years? 6.5 years, I will be turning 60. And I'll remember.
You're going to make 60 just look great. By the way, it's great. Can I just tell you? It's great. I feel better. I'm going to bet from 40, 50, 60, each one has incrementally been better than the last. For sure.
I agree. 100%. I love turning 40. I love turning 50 more. Even though I turned 50 in the middle of the pandemic, I mean, October of 2020 was, I would say, peak pandemic.
Yes.
And the day of my birthday was the day the Trumps announced they had COVID. So,
oh my God, that's
not only
funny.
was my birthday. Like, I was alone in my house, but nobody even called to say happy birthday. They called to say, oh my God, are you watching the news?
You're was, like, the news of my birthday? Yes, I am. No.
Not that news, the other news. What do people buy you for your birthday?
By the way, you do realize this is my podcast, right?
I know, but I've been trying to get you on my podcast, so I'm just going to interview you here, and we're going to splice this off and turn this into an episode of my podcast.
I love that. I think it's great. I think it's 100%. And it's great because I get to, it's a different mindset when I'm being interviewed. It's way more easy. I'm happy to talk about myself, as you know.
Yeah, I love it.
Ad infinitum. Somebody said that the reason I loved my party was it was lots of pictures of me, lots of people talking about me, dancing, karaoke, and cigars. So it was all the things I love. And then I got to go to sleep. So it's all the things I love. Yeah.
I have to say, every year I say is like peak Rob Lowe, but maybe 60 is peak Rob Lowe. It's so funny because Lauren Travaglione, whom you met briefly here, she's got a son who's into ice hockey.
Yes, of course.
And he hasn't seen Youngblood yet.
What?
Hasn't seen it yet. He's still a little. But I said it's mandatory viewing.
Mandatory.
I mean.
Oh, that's a treat.
They probably didn't do these sort of studies, but I bet you Youngblood single-handedly increased the participation in ice hockey the year it came out.
I bet you it did. And the reason I say that is because it's not, because it's about a specific type. It's about youth hockey. It's about AA hockey. And the fact of the matter is that's where everybody ends up going, really. And people still watch it all the time. And our director of that movie was, you know, tried to get in the NHL, and it's incredibly authentic. It's an authentic thing. If you love hockey, you're going to love it.
It is a Rob Lowe. I mean, let me tell you, I mean, you know, Schwartz knows, you know, there's two kinds of women. There's the women that were, you know, you're a woman and then you watch Youngblood and then you're a different kind of woman.
Ooh. You're a different kind of, it's transformative,
eyes,
is it now?
It's transformative. Your eyes have been opened. Your eyes have been opened in a way. It's like looking into the sun.
The veil has been lifted?
The veil has been lifted. Then you only see, you know, you start seeing.
Bad acting? You start seeing bad acting.
No, you see young blood everywhere you look.
You see amazing cheesy 80s. Training montages.
Let me tell you something. You were great in that film and all films. You're great in all films.
Oh, you're just being nice to me.
I'm not being nice. I'm not that nice. I'm just telling you, you are great in all films. You know how I feel. I'm very open about my admiration.
No, it's true. I mean, you've always been a very, very valued supporter of Team Lowe. And right back at you. One of my most fun things I ever had is when I would come on and co-host with you, and it was like a license to have fun.
I've got to tell you, you are one of my favorite co-hosts ever. I don't think people realize, they do now, but how funny you are in the moment and what a gamer you are. You are up for anything. I mean, I think did we learn Bollywood dancing or we learned some sort of.
Is Zumba a thing? Is that a dance?
Maybe it was Zumba. I don't know. I just remember we were like, how can we get Rob Lowe into like tights, workout gear? Like we would plan our production meetings in ways that were so wrong. How can we get, should we do a massage segment? Like we would come up with segments that weren't going to be a part of the show that became a part of the show specifically because you were there.
I'm down to clown, man. I'm down for any of it. It was, but my favorite part of what you get to do is just the heaven of like coming in the morning, looking at the papers and going, I like this. I don't like that. I love this. Oh, let's talk about that. And then have your coffee and just, you know, entertain America.
That's it.
It's it.
It's a nice play. It's one of those things that I don't take lightly is the fact that people still welcome us into their living rooms or their kitchens every day after so many years of doing it. This is my 24th season.
Oh,
and it's, you know, it's not lost on me that there's so many options. People could be doing so many other things and we still have that audience. And I don't know, you know, why they have not forsaken us. I'm just grateful that they haven't. And I think it's because we do keep it light. It is a little zany. The fact that it's live makes it feel dangerous and freewheeling. And like the mistakes are there. The mistakes are apparent, you know.
What's the biggest mistake, most fun mistake that you can remember? Because I don't ever recall seeing mistakes or being part of mistakes. It feels so seamless to me.
I mean, we had one the other day where we had a power surge. We had Gavin Rosdale was performing on our show. For whatever reason, they had a rehearsal in the morning, a sound check, and they didn't turn off, and nobody could figure out how to kill the feedback from the guitars. And so when we spoke, it just sort of, there was a surge of sound. And we said, can you cut the amplifiers to the guitars? And when they went to cut the amplifiers, they turned on the floodlights. So now you can't see or hear us. It's just like, it looked like we were hit by lightning. It looked like our show was hit by lightning. But what was fascinating about it is that it stayed that way for 3 to 5 minutes. Nobody could figure out what to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
That, and you're on, were you on the air or going on the air? Or?
We were on live TV. It just happened in front of everyone. And all you could hear is our echoey voices saying, please turn those lights down. And it was just,
that's,
you know.
That's amazing.
That was the first time Mark Consuelos, my beloved husband, had experienced that. And because I told him, I was like, when it goes tits up, it goes tits all the way up, just so you know. And he's been there about a year now. And he was like, you know, you always talk about the calamities, but there's been no calamities. It's been a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And truly that morning that happened. And I go, calamitous enough for you?
Where else can you go surfing and skiing in the same day? Or check out a world-class art museum and camp out under a brilliant night sky same day? Or hike through the redwoods and get a luxury spa treatment? There's only one answer: California. No matter where you go across this state, you will find a way to play. I love California. And I have not yet surfed and skied in the same day, although I do both. So that is on my bucket list. It's the most beautiful place in the world. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Looking for a sparkling, clean bathroom without so much hassle? Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Cleaner is here to revolutionize your cleaning future. Just spray today, rinse tomorrow, and voila! Enjoy a sparkling clean shower and tub without any scrubbing. It's the secret to a hassle-free clean bathroom that many are discovering. With over 33,000 five-star reviews, Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Cleaner has proven its effectiveness on shower glass, fixtures, tiles, and more, ensuring everything shines with minimal effort. This product has gained a loyal following thanks to its once-a-week application that makes it a standout in the cleaning aisle. Join the ranks of satisfied users who enjoy more me time and less clean time with Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Cleaner, available at Amazon, Lowe's, Menards, Home Depot, and Ace Hardware. It's the perfect choice for anyone wanting to simplify their cleaning routine. Don't miss out on a chance to transform your bathroom cleaning with just one application a week. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Cleaner today and join the thousands who've already made the switch to effortless clean. So I came home to a little gift in my bathroom the other day from our friends at Harry's. To get what you want, you have to challenge the status quo and blaze your own trail. You know who challenged the status quo? Harry's. They saw customers getting ripped off by questionable products in the shaving industry and decided they had something better to offer. So instead of charging the same old ridiculous prices, Harry's found a way to make their beautifully designed razors, and they are beautiful, for a fraction of the price of the other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. They have the highest customer satisfaction in shaving history and a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. Convenient subscription options that you can cancel at any time. And Harry's also has other self-care products that meet the same quality standards as their razors. Richly lathering, skin-softening body wash in scents like Redwood, Wildland, and Stone. And an extra high-quality, amazing-smelling deodorant for just $5. I love their stuff. I'm so impressed by Harry's products. All of it. It's all good. Don't settle for the status quo. Blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/rob. That's harrys.com/rob for a $3 trial set. So let me ask you this. Now, I mean, you've been married for a bazillion years like me.
Yeah.
And now you're working together. Is it too much? Is it too much? Or is it not enough still? Is it? Because, I mean, look, I got to have my time.
But we have mostly time apart from each other. I mean, there's two things. We started out our careers together. Mark and I both worked on the same soap opera.
That's right.
So we used to spend 18 hours a day together every day.
Amazing.
That was a lot. This is, we have time in the morning where he gets to see me look nice.
Yes.
And then we go about our days. I mean, he's got a different facet of the industry he's in. I go to my podcast.
Yep.
We have totally separate lives off camera. And then we meet up again at night. And it's
perfect.
It's perfect. It really is. Like, we have got the right work-life balance. And I think that any long-term marriage has to have some form of work-life balance.
100%. But he does not do the new podcast with you, or does he?
No. No, he's been a guest on it.
So, and in the new podcast, is it just you? Do you have because I want you unadulterated. I want you mainlined into my veins with, I just want you.
That's what it is. I mean, what's great about it is it's me. Occasionally you'll hear from Albert over here. And then we have another producer named Jan Chalet, and she chimes in because once in a while they'll have a question that I just simply refuse to ask.
Amazing. So
they'll chime in with a question that I refuse.
Oh, so that's how you play it. You're a cagey one. And
Once in a while. I mean, listen, for me to not ask a question, it has to be pretty severe. I pretty much will ask anything. But our podcast is something I developed from having celebrities such as yourself on my show over the years. The most interesting conversations I've had, and I'm sure you have too, and I think it's like the foundation for your book, your first book that you wrote. There are stories people tell you off camera that are fascinating.
Yep.
And our podcast is off camera. It's literally you could do it over the phone. Like, I interviewed Carol Burnett for an hour and a half over the phone. Ugh. And that's the podcast. And so there is a freedom and a liberation when people are not on camera, when they don't feel like, sometimes they're doing it in their beds, in their backyards. We've done it. People are driving to pick up their kids from school. We do the podcast like that, you know, and there's something very liberating about not being on camera that allows people to tell you things they oughtn't have told you were they, you know, in like where I am right now in this podcast suite that we have at work. Like, I'm above our studio at the live talk show. This is where I am right now.
I've had people on the show and we're 20 minutes in. They go, "What are we starting? Do we?" And I said, "Starting?
Yeah.
What do you think we've been doing for the last 20 minutes?"
Right.
I think what it is it's the talk industry. Well, morning shows have always been morning shows, so they haven't changed that much.
Right.
But the talk shows now aren't really the talks. They're so scripted.
Right.
They're that it's so clear when you're supposed to be on and doing your bit or whatever, that when it's an actual conversation, they can't imagine.
Right.
That it's for public consumption.
Well, you know, doing right? what I do, I'm on at the 9 a.m. hour, right?
Right.
So chances are the celebrity I'm talking to has been on the 7 a.m. hour at one morning show,
yes.
the 8 a.m. hour at another morning show. And I literally predict what the answer, I can almost mouth the answers along when I ask the question because I've seen this interview already. And when you have a free-flowing conversation, you can get into topics that they're not used to being asked, or maybe something's on their mind, or you can just actually have an unscripted, unsupervised conversation. And it allows people the freedom to delve deep. You know, when you're doing 2-3 minute segments, that's a very short interview. That is not a lot of ground to cover. And they have a film to promote, and they have a book to promote, or whatever they're there to promote. And it doesn't allow you the freedom to explore any facet of this person.
100. It's exactly why I started this, is those seeing enough of my friends on shows and going, no, I want to ask them about XYZ, right? I mean,
because especially like my interviews are always better when I know the person I'm interviewing personally, you know, because I know which questions to ask.
Tell
the story about this.
Yes.
And you out in, you know, so many of your friends have been in the entertainment industry for decades and decades and decades. And so you really get the juice. You squeeze that juice.
I was talking, you know, Downey and I, we're in, you know, nobody has ever talked about, we've started talking about it recently, is that we were in history class together in high school.
That's crazy.
And
who was a better student?
Oh, me. I was a pleasure to have in class. I was a I was a nerd. I was a nerd. I was I was one step away from a theater camp nerd. And you know, always raised my hand, always sat in the front row, always did my homework. I was that guy. And Downey, you know, was, you know, 1,000 different guys sitting in the back row.
Trouble. Yeah, but I believe that about you. And here's why. I always say this. I say this to everyone. You don't get everything, right? So you don't get your looks and a huge ego. That those two things don't go hand in hand. You were cursed with a beautiful face. So God was like, I will give him less self-esteem.
Yes.
Than everybody else.
Ooh, I like that.
Right?
Well, now you've just saved me.
I mean, now that you're 60, you have self-esteem. But
I do now, only because I've earned it and I had to work at it. And I paid a lot of money to psychiatrists. But where were you when I needed you? When I was just getting sober and trying to figure out why I had no self-esteem. You could have just said, you don't have self-esteem because God made you look, gave you the face of a woman.
God cursed and I would you have with been, a beautiful face.
Yeah, God made you look like a cross between Brooke Shields and John Stamos's half-brother.
Therefore, a great description.
And therefore,
but you're also like a little Bo Derek-y.
Little Bo Derek, maybe a little Zac Efron's sister.
Yes.
If Zac Efron had a sister, maybe.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm not unaware. I know what it is.
But you're still masculine. Like you're making yourself too. Like I think that now that you're settling into your looks. You know what I mean? Settling, like it had to be one of those things. The fact that you became a movie star is kind of shocking because typically the film industry prefers, you know,
a little more butch. You can say it.
Just like normal looking guys, like these film executives, right? They want to think that they can be movie stars. So they cast guys that kind of look like themselves where I'm like, what am I looking at here? That's why when you came on the scene, it was like, what? the actual F is going on here? Right? I mean, you know, like, there had to be, and there had to be film executives freaking out, like, we can't have this kid.
Oh, can I tell you something? The only reason, by the way, what Ms. Rippa just said, for those of you out there, is what the kids would call word.
Word.
One word. Word to the word to the double word.
I'm right.
Oh, you're absolutely right, which is, and then the film executives cast the women that they would like to sleep with.
100%.
So it's guys they think they could compete with.
Mm-hmm.
And girls they want to sleep with. And if you look at almost everybody who's foisted up upon the American public as the next big thing, they will fall into that category always. And every once in a while, somebody will slip through like I did.
Rob Lowe slid. I don't know how you, I mean, it was like.
I'll tell you exactly how. I know how.
Tell me.
I had the good fortune of being up for a part. It was The Outsiders. Mm-hmm. That in the book said he looked like a movie star because Coppola did not want to cast me.
I'm sure.
Fred Roos, the producer, did, because he was casting the book. And Francis, I mean, go look at the Francis's movies. There's no any of Francis Coppola's movies. Nobody looks like me in any of his movies.
No, everybody's relatable.
And by the way, most directors don't play that game. Most directors don't want the likes of me creeping around their sets.
Let me tell you, they are missing out on a whole. I would cast you in if I was a casting director, and I really should be. If I was a casting director, I would put you in everything. You would be I would only cast you, and then I would figure out people around you. We could have a relatable guy over there in the corner, but you're going to be the guy that you're going to be the hero of the film.
It didn't used to be that way. It used to be, I mean, if you look at Cary Grant and all of those, the studio system, when it was the studio
Montgomery,
system, they,
Montgomery Clift,
they, yeah. young Brando.
Yep.
They wanted stars, like who walked into a room and people went, who the fuck is that?
Right.
And then it all sort of changed and never really changed back.
Do you think it's because they cast you in The Outsiders, you leaped off the screen, you penetrated the screen, you transcended that film, you became such a star. Do you think those executives were like, we can't have this? We cannot have women expecting this to be the guy.
Listen, that's what happened on The West Wing. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen on The West Wing. There are a lot of wrinkles to the conversation, but if you had to like put it in a Reader's Digest version, that show came out and there were meetings like, just hang on 1 second. We will not have this.
We will not stand for this.
We won't stand for it. We won't stand for it.
It's so weird that your performance never kind of is. It is show business and it's Hollywood and it's entertainment and all of that, but you're a really good actor. And I think that so much discussion happens around your appearance because there are people like me that completely objectify you, which is so wrong. But on the
But feels so right. Though,
but I can acknowledge your abilities as an actor. Like, I can separate those two things. Like, yes, you are the best looking guy, but you also happen to be the best actor.
Well, you're nice to say that. And, you know, when I was younger, I was like, but I'm a serious actor. And I take my what I do really seriously. I do. But I think over the course of what I've done, if you want to see the acting chops, it's there. You can go watch Behind the Candelabra and you can go watch, you know, Bad Influence, and you can go see things and where it's more charactery. And
Albert just started applauding when you said behind it. I know. He's actually, Albert had pulled up your image from Behind the Candelabra. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all there.
It's all there, but I'm not fighting City Hall. Like
Did you ever think about doing something horrible to your face? Like just running.
Oh.
Like running and smashing your face into a brick wall.
There's a very famous movie star. I'm not going to name any names. People can probably do the math. That like as they were breaking out, and meetings were probably being convened where they, we will not have this. We will not have this handsome, obliteratingly gorgeous young man take over. We're not. We're going to put a stop to it. He had the good sense to like literally cut his face open with a bottle, and right. So just to give it, you know, take the edge off a little bit, really. Just to take the edge off of it. You know what I'm saying? Butch it up just a little bit.
I say you stay the course.
Okay.
Stay the course. It doesn't matter that you refuse to age. That's fine. That's for other people to think about and worry about. Because you're going to, here's the thing. These executives are, you know, they're going to die off, but you're still going to look like you're 28 years old for apparently forever.
My dad's up here for the birthday weekend celebration. He's 84. Doesn't take care of himself at all. At all. Riddled with all kinds of health problems.
Still looks gorgeous.
Looks like he's 57. It's unbelievable. You know the only thing I ever let interrupt my podcast? My dog. Take a minute now. Please, pet your dog while you learn about Bark, the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. Every toy is tailored to your pup's size and play style. From squeaky plush toys from BarkBox to ultra-tough, durable ones from Super Chewer. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. Each box is inspired by a new theme and comes with fun surprises for you and your dog. For a limited time, they'll double your first box of goodies for free. I love making my dogs happy. Love it. It's my favorite thing in the world. And my dogs are obsessed with their chewable toys. BarkBox offers treats to keep my dogs healthy, and amazing new toys that keep my dogs entertained. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/Rob. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been listening to Literally long enough, you'll know that I am a big believer in getting the help you need. Therapy has been a big, big, big part of my life and something I think we should be all doing as needed, just like checking the oil on your car. I've spoken about this and we all carry around different stressors, big and small. We keep them bottled in and it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get the things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Rob Lowe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Rob Lowe. I love fast cars, but there aren't a ton of high-performance EVs. They're certainly out here, there. But when I get a chance to get behind the wheel of one, I love it. And I was blown away by the Kia EV6 GT. When you get behind the wheel of the Kia, it is literally like being in a state-of-the-art rocket ship, but also comfortable. The thing goes from 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds. It is the premium driving experience. And of course, it's an EV. So the climate thanks you. SiriusXM provides access to over 165 channels in the vehicle. Music, sports, news, comedy, yacht rock. Let's go. Little Steely Dan going in your Kia. Come on now. So check it out today. It is the all-electric Kia EV6 GT. I had a blast checking it out. Believe me, you should do it yourself via kia.com/EV6 to learn more. That is kia.com/EV6. Kia, movement that inspires.
Your wife, Cheryl's also gorgeous, but does she ever get pissed at you?
No. She's never looked better. Never looked better than she does right now. And by the way, when we talk, there's a lot of talk about looks, but you know what? Here's my thing. We all know that if the inside isn't happening, then the outside isn't happening.
Yeah, right.
So, right? They get
people
old.
People get the faces they deserve.
They get the faces they deserve. And, yeah. And like, I have the spirit of a, I'll put it to you this way. People want to know what my spirit is like. The first gift I got for my 60th birthday, someone got me, I'm not kidding, an actual Bigfoot costume. And what did I do? I put it on immediately.
Right.
Walked around the street in a fucking Bigfoot costume.
Yeah.
And felt like I have the spirit of a 13-year-old boy.
Or of Sasquatch.
Or of a really insane conspiracy theorist. Take your pick. But you know, that's why you look young. Yeah, I look like, because I have the spirit of a teenager.
A young person. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's got to be it with Mark too. Mark is eternally youthful. And when I see I always joke around because my father-in-law, who is 86. He is 86. And he just started about 3 or 4 years ago getting gray hair. He just started.
Wow.
It's so insane. And I looked at Mark and I said, you do realize that you inherited that. Like, you're not going to experience gray hair until you are so old you don't care. You don't care anymore.
That's right. The two of you, by the way, the two of you should have been Ken and Barbie, as far as I'm concerned.
We were for Halloween on the show. Does that count?
Yes. 100%. I mean, you're my Barbie. I mean, I mean, he's my Ken.
Well, you're our Ken. I'm more Skipper because I didn't have I never had the Barbie.
Oh my
body.
God! By the
so
way,
Skipper.
I forgot about Skipper.
Skipper, you know, was an unsung.
Yes.
Dog. Yes. So I'm more Skipper. You're Ken, and Mark is like Fernando, the neighbor that comes over.
Oh yes.
Don't Fernando. You think?
Oh yeah. Are you kidding? He's going to teach you samba or whatever.
Yeah.
He comes over, skippers by the pool.
Seduce everyone.
Yeah. 100%. And then have to scurry out before the man of the house comes home.
Did you play with dolls when you were a kid? What was your, what did
you? G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe with Kung Fu Grip. Right. With Kung Fu Grip.
Yeah, Mark too.
They were the best. And G.I. Joe, when I got old enough to play with G.I. Joe, all of a sudden he had this beard. Like, he didn't have a beard for years and years, and then all of a sudden he had a beard and Kung Fu Grip, but I didn't care. I loved it. And the $6 Million Man.
The beard was weird.
Weird.
The $6 Million Man I love because he had that arm that you could open.
Yeah, when he had an eye, you could look through the back of his head.
Yeah, right.
Like, just when you wanted to put a doll up to your eye, I don't know what they were thinking, but we did it. We liked it.
Yeah, toys were better then. I think toys, oh, I feel bad for my kids. Like, toys were so much better then.
Well, wait till another 5 years where they've got an Oculus on them and they are the $6 million man jumping off of buildings and everything else.
Do you ever play with an Oculus?
I've been on them. I get it. It's going to be the future. There's no getting around it. It's not for me. It's not, I don't know. I get a little dizzy, honestly. I know they're going to solve all that stuff, but it still makes me a little nauseous. So that's a barrier to entry for me, but they'll solve that.
During the pandemic, I used to work out using the Oculus, and my kids took to, because I couldn't, because you're so deprived of what's actually happening, because you go into this fifth dimension.
Yeah, you do, right? For sure. Yep.
And this exercise program, Lauren, what was that called, the exercise that I used to do on the Oculus? I think it was called, not Formation, it's called something. Anyway, there's this exercise program that you can download on the Oculus. And it takes you to Bali, Indonesia, or you're at the top of the Egyptian pyramids. Jesus. And you're exercising up there and you're doing this crazy level of exercise. And in your mind, you've got these nunchucks and you are bashing these orbs that are coming at you out of the way.
Really?
And yes. It's like very, and I'm sweating and I'm breathing and I'm doing all of these motions and I'm really getting this supernatural. It's called supernatural. And I'm doing this crazy exercise and my kids would sneak into the room and tape me with their iPhones.
Yeah.
And then they would like put it on social media. When I tell you what was going on in my mind versus what I was seeing are two different things.
Oh, yeah.
I look like I'm standing still. I barely look like I'm moving. I look like I'm about to fall over half the time. But in my in the fifth dimension, I'm getting the, I'm in the Olympics.
That makes it sound appealing, really appealing to me. Maybe I should do that. Like you could probably, you could, like if I wanted to, I could go home and run the Champs-Élysées or whatever.
Yeah, you could. You could do all of that. But it's this one program though, you should, if you try anything with your Oculus, try this thing called Supernatural. It's just bonkers. And I just want you to like have Cheryl film you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have Cheryl film you, but you go into your goggles, okay? And do the program. And then I want you to watch the video. And you're going to say to her, that's not what it was like up there. That's not what I looked. That's not what I was doing.
I went to a Super Bowl party in the Oculus. It was nuts. It was like you're walking in the room and who's here? And what is that? And you meet people and you talk to them, you shake hands and you get a fake drink and you put on a fake stupid hat that you pay for with fake money. And it did the whole thing. And then it was over. And I realized I'd been standing in my office the entire time. And it was, for the life of me, I was just at a party. It's insane.
Right. Yep.
That's where it's all going to end up.
We're all going to be alone in separate rooms.
Yes. And you'll be doing your show for Roblox on Roblox. Yeah, you will. And you can do it and you won't even have to put hair and makeup on.
Listen, that's the goal. The goal is to get out of hair and makeup.
I'm telling you.
I've been trying to find somebody, anybody at all. This is just my public service announcement. I am willing to work for any company that does not require me to wear hair and makeup.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I have to ask you about this.
Yeah.
You're being, describe this to me because I'm so jealous. Because it's not like I haven't worked for Disney a lot. I have. They have my contract right now. You're being it's like a knighthood. You're getting
being knighted, yes.
You're being knighted.
Yes.
By Disney. Explain this thing to me because I'm, let me tell you, the first, fucking call when I'm done with this is to my publicist.
Yeah.
Going,
okay.
Hello.
So next time we speak, you'll have to call me Sir Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even, by the way, as a 30, now 4-year employee of the company, I've only worked my entire career has been here.
Yeah.
You've bounced around. I've been here.
Yes.
So
You're a lifer. I'm not.
I'm a lifer, but I didn't know, I didn't even know about this. So there's something called a Disney legend, which I had just heard about when it was announced that I would be inducted. But then you read the other names that I'm being inducted with, and I'm like, wait, what am I doing there? But I think they have like movie stars, film legends, animation legends, and then they have like a variety of people that are kind of like, I would call myself like a normie person. Like I'm just a long-term employee that has entirely devoted my career to the company. But you know, my dad was a bus driver for New Jersey Transit for 30 years. Like kind of long-term employment loyalty is it's all I know. It's my brand. And you know, it's just been I just got comfortable here and I've never left.
I mean, your fellow knights, your fellow royalty.
Yeah.
Is like Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
And there's a couple others.
John Williams.
Oh, hello. Just John Williams. He's written John a few Williams. Tunes. He wrote a tune or two.
He's literally the soundtrack of my life. When I go running in Central Park, I am listening to John Williams soundtracks just back to back.
I mean, this is why it's good to be you. You get to see new people every day, interesting people. And then you get to have your amazing husband and family. You figured it out. I'm actually being deadly serious.
We both figured it out. I think we both got very lucky, fortunate in our lives, and we've maximized, I think I'm going to speak for both of us. We've maximized on our opportunities and we've like not been assholes.
Yes. Yes.
And that goes a long way.
It comes back to the pleasure to have in class. I was the pleasure to have in class, you know?
Yeah.
And your brand loyalty. You're like a lifer. Going to give 34 years to yourself. You're going to get a watch. Your dad got a watch. What did your dad get when he retired?
Did
they give him something?
He got a Timex watch.
Amazing.
I got a bust for my 30th anniversary at Disney. I got a bust of Jiminy Cricket.
She's just amazing.
Jiminy Cricket is the 30th anniversary. 20 is Mickey. 25 is Tinkerbell.
What?
And then Jiminy Cricket is 30.
Who decides who's who? Like, no, Jiminy Cricket has to be 30. He can't be 20.
I honestly don't know.
That's amazing.
Do you want to hear a secret, though?
Yes.
I've never told anybody this.
Yeah.
So they presented me my 30th Jiminy Cricket on the air. And it was really lovely and it was a big deal. And then I guess somebody said I don't know where this came from. It was conjured up that I never received my Jiminy Cricket. So they presented me a second one, but I didn't tell anybody because I know my son Michael is such a memorabilia fanatic. He collects memorabilia like you cannot. He goes on eBay, he bids on stuff. So I was like, I'm not going to tell them. I'm just going to give him this second 30th anniversary Jiminy Cricket trophy. And when I tell you, you would have thought I bought him a car. Like I gave him this Jiminy Cricket and it is, you know, it lives in Brooklyn in his apartment. And anytime we FaceTime, he's like, Mom, look what's here. And he'll like just pick it up and show it to me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That is a Jiminy Cricket. See, I mean, come on.
Dreams come true.
Dreams do come true.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're a busy person.
This is a big rush off?
Well, I'm getting warnings every 5 seconds from your team on on my thing. She has to go in 18 minutes.
I have to go.
Now it says you have to go in 9 minutes. And that was over. It was like a countdown to a rocket ship over there. What else you got going on?
I can't entertain you all day, Rob.
Where are you going after this? What are you doing?
I have an appointment.
Well, I'm not even going to ask what it is. It's got to be great, I'm sure.
I'm just going to do my own podcast, which, I've got to get you on.
Yes, for sure.
And I'll interview you some more.
I asked two questions on this. Two.
I know, but I find it more interesting to talk about you.
Me too. Kidding. That's what my wife says. She's like, hey, you just want to talk about yourself.
Is this on camera? Like, is your podcast on camera?
Sometimes there's a little snippet, but no.
Yeah. But I want to, I want to paint the picture because this is what I do with my audience. I'm going to paint the picture. Okay. Rob Lowe is looking at me, everyone. He is Rob Lowe he's in between Youngblood and The Outsiders. And a little bit of West Wing. His hair is styled like in a sort of like punk devil may care way. Right? Hairline of an 18-year-old. He's wearing a Reeve Gauche, like what would you call it? A hockey tee? Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hockey cut, a hockey jersey cut.
Hockey jersey. He's looking handsome. Handsome, but masculine.
Thank you. Thank you for the masculine addition. Thank you.
Puberty has almost kicked in. He almost has stubble on his face. I like to set the picture so that your audience knows.
I will take that description.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, and you, my fine feathered friend, looking, I mean, just right off of the
talk show.
It's smart, very smart. I would wear that whole that whole thing is so working for you. I would wear it up and down the streets of Manhattan.
The only reason I'm still in makeup right now is because I'm talking to you. Otherwise, I would be unrecognizable right now.
I don't believe it for a minute.
It's the scene from Tootsie when Dustin Hoffman takes off his makeup in the middle of the soap opera scene. That's what I do every afternoon. Just scrape it off.
This is such a great, what a great movie.
Great movie.
All right. Well, this has been, you know how much I love you. It's a love festival. It really is.
It is a love festival. We're going to get you on Let's Talk Off Camera.
Yeah, Let's Talk Off Camera. And then I think I'm overdue for a New York trip. I feel like I haven't seen both of you together. I haven't done the show since you guys started doing it together.
I'll do the show and then we'll do a couple's dinner afterwards. We'll take you guys.
Yes. I would love that.
Okay.
100%. I feel like we're talking. When are you back on the air? Would you guys go down for what? What month is it?
Oh, the month of August.
Month of August.
Yeah. But we're on the air the rest of the time.
All right.
We're always here. There's literally no excuse.
There's no excuse.
We can pick you up at the airport. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Just wait till your time in the barrel of 60 comes. Well, you're going to love it. You're going to make it look great.
I'm going to invite you.
Good. I'll come.
I'm going to actually move my party to your house so that we can...
Get your karaoke on, though.
We're just going to keep your guest list for my party.
There's a good lot of
people there I've always wanted to meet.
It's a good one. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty fun.
All right, babe. Thanks.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Yep, as promised, just a charm beam. She's a charm beam, a beam of charm, and she has made our lives a great little. What did we run at just there? About 50 minutes, something like that. A charm filled 50 minutes. Thank you, Ms. Rippa. Love you. Ring, ring. What's that? Ooh, it's the lowdown line.
Hello, you've reached literally in our lowdown line where you can get the lowdown on all things about me, Rob Lowe. 323-570-4551. So have at it. Here's the beep.
Hey, Rob, this is Greg from Northern California. I was wondering what your memories were of the St. Elmo's Fire music video, which seems to be like a mini sequel. If you notice, the buildings ran down, there's fire damage, everyone looks downtrodden. There's that moment at the end where you look sad and John Parr comes and sits next to you and gives you a little tap on the shoulder and you perk back up. But yeah, all those years, I never noticed that it was kind of, you know, a sequel to what had happened in the movie, and just wanted to know what your memories were of that. Huge fan of yours, and thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. That's a great question. And I have a lot of memories about it. By the way, how funny is it? I just love the notion of everybody sitting around going, what if we do a version where, for St. Elmo's Fire, where there's been a fire and it damaged the bar? I don't know why that makes me. St. Elmo's Fire burned down the bar from St. Elmo's Fire. It's what happens. If it had been St. Elmo's Flood, it would have been water damage. Both equally hard to remediate, as it turns out. Okay, so we did that music video substantially after the movie had wrapped. And I remember the other cast members hated being there. Hated it. And if you watch it again, and I don't remember, I feel like Andrew for sure really hated it. And then he was in cahoots with other cast members. And I, being the pleasure to have in class, was like, yeah, let's do this, man. It's the video for the movie. Let's go. Let's see. So in the end, there's a reason why John Parr sits down next to me, because I think none of the other actors would participate with being with John Parr because it was too cheesy. By the way, maybe it was. And look, it's not like it's not cheesy. It is. I'm sitting there. I'm depressed. There's fire damage. John Parr shows up, taps me on the shoulder, and it's not exactly uncheesy. It is, but it's great. But they were having none of it. The other actors were actors of conviction. They were not having any of it. But it lives on to this day, and it's a good piece of video history. Thanks for the question. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, there's more to come on Literally Next Week. Don't want to say who it is, but trust me, you're going to like it. And I'll see you then on Literally.
You've been listening to Literally with Rob Lowe, produced by me, Sean Doherty, with help from associate producer Sarah Begar and research by Alyssa Growl. Engineering and mixing by Joanna Samuel. Our executive producers are Rob Lowe for Low Profile, Nick Liao, Adam Sachs, and Jeff Ross for Team Coco, and Colin Anderson for Stitcher. Booking by Deirdre Dodd, music by Devin Bryant. Special thanks to Hidden City Studios. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Literally.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.